Greetings and salutations, people of the internet. Welcome to the Barely Superman podcast, a conversational podcast where I talk to you about things that matter to me today. And it's been a while. But the truth is, it really has been. The difficulty about recording these, well, back in the day, was because I was a canary in a cage. I was trapped. I was in a position where I couldn't talk freely, and now that I'm free, I feel like I've somehow gotten myself into another cage. And my recent line of thinking was, as I start to get more senior in life, the position that I'm in is always now under more scrutiny, there's more of a microscope that is looking into my life. And my biggest fear was just being limited in a way, being, I don't know, it's a case of suddenly I thought about what I was doing and what I was saying, and what if what I was saying was not correct, or what if I was on the wrong side of history? That's my line of thinking. That's where I've been at. And today I was just I was watching Sex Education of all things, and I was just thinking about a friend of mine who is in a bad place right now, and the reason for their grief, their misfortune, is because of ultimately ambition. And I was thinking about ambition again, and it always comes back to ambition. And I genuinely love this topic. I love thinking about it. I love talking about it. And I wanted to make sure that I had something on file that was a reflection of where I am now. And one of the things about the original Ambition podcast was, or the two episodes of Ambition, was they came from a perspective of, I wasn't sure where I was going to be later on in life. And then suddenly, now that I am successful, now that I have made a thing for myself, I've made a name for myself, it got me thinking about, I was thinking about things being being made, I think. And I still don't have an answer whether ambition is innate or if it's a product of your environment. But what I do now have is a little bit more road walked, right? I had only walked a mile, but I've walked 100 more. And the things I've learned, the things I've experienced, have largely shaped how I progress and move forward. And now I'm in a position where the thing that scares me the most is I feel like I'm always running. I'm always sprinting. I'm always moving so fast, so far ahead. And the scariest thing about that is you look behind and there's not that many people running with you, because life has a way of, you know, let's use this road metaphor. Just imagine, like, there is a single road that everyone is running on, and it starts and ends the same. You are born and you die. You start and you end. But the road, even though the road is the same for everyone, it has branches. And the way life seems like right now, and granted, I mean, I'm on season, like the end of season two of my life. I'm about to start season three. But the way it seemed like is different parts of our lives, the road we travel on and the side routes we take are identical when we're in high school or when we're in college or university. We're all on the same track. The idea is, let's just finish. But it starts to veer off as we start to finish. So there'll be people that have career prospects because of their family. There'll be people that work their asses off and they made something of themselves. There'll be people that were genuinely passionate about something and then it manifested it into something else. And there'll be people that were passionate about something, but no one was as passionate about that something as they were, and they never take off. So this road suddenly it becomes a branch of avenues that people can follow. It's still the same road. We're all still going down the same road, but we have side quests that we have to follow before we get to the end. And now it seems like the side quest that I'm on, the branch that of road that I followed, is so vastly different to where I thought I'd be and where I always imagined my friends would be, to the point where I'm in a road that is so, it's like an exclusive road, and the further down I go into it, the more I see that not everyone can follow, and I think that's okay, because the roads that everyone else seems to be going down is a road that I can't follow either. And we branch, and I know that ultimately we will get to the end. But I think we're at a point in our lives where we can only just tell people about the branches that we're following. They can't live it with us anymore. And I think that's really where life gets to. And in terms of ambition, things get a little bit more abstract. Much like this podcast episode, I guess. And when we look at where we are, it's like a product of a few things. What we're built to do, what we can do, and what our environment made us to do. I'm super and very hyper aware that I'm only where I am at because of my environment, because I was able to kind of push myself to this. And obviously I didn't do it by myself. There were people that were pushing me up. But there's also an added element that what I've actually noticed is there is a large element of either biology or an innateness that got me here too. Because of the way my mind works, it's made my job, it's made me stand out from my work because I'm able to think in ways that others can't. And that's, and this is where I'm still not, I don't think, maybe I've been asking the wrong question. Maybe it's not about whether it's innate or whether it's environmental. I think it's all about what you do, how you push yourself, how you move forward, how you progress. If you're running on that road, or if you're walking, or if you're standing still, or if you take a branch that ultimately is slow and doesn't have any winding path, it's just a straight and completely easy path to the end. Or if your road is winding and complicated and you don't know where you've been, and sometimes your road needs to backtrack a little bit and then you start again and you figure it out, but ultimately the road is always the same road. We go to the beginning and we go to the end. And it's so weird to think about. And the only thing that is driving me right now, and I'm gonna backtrack, it's not that the only thing that's driving me right now, actually that's the wrong thing to say. The right thing to say is there is no wrong branch, there is no right branch, there's only the right branch for you in this road metaphor. And the branch that I'm on, I was always so fearful of getting here because I was always afraid that the further down I got into this road, the more unfamiliar everyone else would be because they are not walking down the same path. But the more I get older, the more I realize it is actually more important that we don't walk the same path, we don't walk the same road, because life gets repetitive over time. We see a lot of the same things. We do a lot of the same things. Life becomes routine. Day in, day out, the same story. And because we walk different paths, we can at least get to live a different life through other people. That's always been my fear. I've always been afraid that I would one day be so disconnected from everyone that I stop myself from progressing. But then when I realized I was already too far gone, I almost killed myself. I shouldn't have a pregnant pause there. I almost killed myself in sprinting to recover lost time. And I know fundamentally I have so much time in life. Fundamentally, as in hypothetically, I have so much time in life. But at the same time, I don't feel like that. I feel like enough is never enough. And I'm not talking about monetary. I'm not talking about accolades. I'm talking about how much I can give. The further up I go, the more I'm like, how much further can I go? it feels like I built a plane. Then I was like, no, I can build a jet. No, I can build a rocket ship. No, I can build a spaceship. And I'm right now, I am in the process of building my spaceship. And I genuinely want to see how far I can go. And I know there's this part of me that says, take a break and look at the sky. Look at the clouds. Look at the world around you. Stop for a second. Relax. But there's another side of me that's like, go, go, go. Don't stop. Don't relax. Move. Power through. Get stronger. And I know that's always going to be at the detriment of my health. But at the same time, it doesn't matter. Because if I can prove that I'm infinitely more than I am, then why? Then there's nothing else that matters. I've grown so philosophical over time. I also have grown a little bit more material over time. I've also become very disconnected with the world over time. And that's not just because we were secluded as a human race because of a global pandemic, but it's also because the longer I have and the more I see of what I can do, the more I'm vindicated that I'm not normal. Never have been, never will be. And I think I'm starting to become okay with that. I'm also really scared that I'm also really okay that I'm walking this road largely by myself. I fear that one day I will be alone, because I'm building a spaceship. And I'm the only one going to space. But at the end of the day, it's just a road. Doesn't matter if you go about it in a roundabout way. It doesn't matter if you fly there, you teleport, you drive there, you walk there, you crawl there. Because at the end of the day, it's just the same road we travel on. We just take different branches. Anyway, I was afraid of speaking, publishing, mainly because I really didn't want to have this be a thing that limits me in the future. But I'm at the point where I am so far down this road that nothing really matters. Anyway, I'll speak to you soon.